Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, remember Avram Goldhari, and today Mezekos Ksubis, Daf Ches, the final Daf in the second parak, Ka'isha Shini Sarmoa. The Zichud Mezekos Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schuz for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on, number one, was Tana Braisa, HaMagarsha Es Ishto V'Tinas V'Shchunaso. If one divorces his wife, she should not remarry and live in his neighborhood. Rashi explains that since she recognizes his hints and gestures, she might come to sin with him. If her husband was a Kohen, V'Sidor Imo M'Mavui, she may not dwell with him in a Mavui, even if she is not remarried, as Rashi explains, because a Kohen is prohibited to his divorce. Imaya Kfar Katan, if it was a small village in which they dwelt, this once occurred and the Chomim said, Kfar Katan Nidun Keshchuna, a small village is judged as a neighborhood. The Gemara asks, Min Nidchem Ifnei Mi, who's displaced by whom? Must she leave the courtyard or must he? The Gemara clarifies that if it's his courtyard, she is displaced, and if it's her courtyard, he is displaced. Therefore, the question is, in a case they each owned a home in the courtyard. The Gemara answers that she is displaced, for the Pasuk states, Metaltecha Taltele Gaver, behold, Hashem will cause you to wander the wandering of a man. And Rav said the reason the Pasuk refers to the wandering of a man is to teach, Tetulik Degavra Kashmid Isasa, the wandering of a man is a greater hardship than the wandering of a woman. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, and these are trusted to testify during their adulthood regarding what they saw when they were minors. This handwriting on the contract is the handwriting of my father, or of my Rebbe, or of my brother. The Gemara teaches that it was necessary for the Mishnah to mention all three cases. For if it had just mentioned his father's handwriting, it might say it's because the Shchirch Rebbe, he was frequently by him and came to know his handwriting. And if it had just mentioned the Rebbe's handwriting, I might think it's because the Eisle Amsid the Rabbi. He was in awe of his Rebbe, and the Mefarshim explained that he might have wanted to emulate it. And if it had only said the father or Rebbe, then one might have thought he's not believed regarding his brother's handwriting. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to teach that since Kim Shtar is meant the Rabbanan, certification of a Shtar is only the Rabbanan trusts him regarding other Rabbanan. And point number three was taught in a Braisa. Neman hatinok lomar, shalchanu b'ksasa shal basponi l'poni. An adult is trusted to testify regarding what he saw as a child, that we ate from the ksatsa distributed upon the marriage of the daughter Ploni to Ploni. It was taught in another braisa. How is the ksatsa done? If one of the brothers of a family marries a woman who's unfit for him, such as a mamzeres, the members of his family come and bring a barrel full of fruit and break it in the middle of the town square and say, Achinu Beisrael Shimu, our brother's Beisrael, listen, our brother Pony married a woman who was unfit for him, and we fear lest his seed become mixed with our seed, which is understood to mean that either their seed will mix with his, or that people will come to confuse their offspring with his offspring. Come and take a dugma l'doros, a symbol for generations, so that a seed will not become mixed with our seed. And this is the ksatsa that a child is trusted to testify about when he becomes an adult. So once again, the 3 points are number one, is taught in a braisa, HaMagarsha Es Ishto V'Tinas V'Shchunaso. If one divorces his wife, she should not remarry and live in his neighborhood. Rashi explains that since she recognizes his hints and gestures, she might come to sin with him. If her husband was a Kohen, V'Sidor Imo M'Mavui, she may not dwell with him in a Mavui, even if she is not remarried, as Rashi explains, because a Kohen is prohibited to his divorce. Imaya Kfar Katan, if it was a small village in which they dwelt, this once occurred and the Chomim said, Kfar Katan Nidun Keshchuna, a small village is judged as a neighborhood. The Gemara asks, Min Nidchem Ifnei Mi, who's displaced by whom? Must she leave the courtyard or must he? The Gemara clarifies that if it's his courtyard, she is displaced, and if it's her courtyard, he is displaced. Therefore, the question is, in a case they each owned a home in the courtyard. The Gemara answers that she is displaced, for the Pasuk states, Metaltecha Taltele Gaver, behold, Hashem will cause you to wander the wandering of a man. And Rav said the reason the Pasuk refers to the wandering of a man is to teach, Tetulik Degavra Kashmid Isasa, the wandering of a man is a greater hardship than the wandering of a woman. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, and these are trusted to testify during their adulthood regarding what they saw when they were minors. This handwriting on the contract is the handwriting of my father, or of my Rebbe, or of my brother. The Gemara teaches that it was necessary for the Mishnah to mention all three cases. For if it had just mentioned his father's handwriting, it might say it's because the Shchirch Rebbe, he was frequently by him and came to know his handwriting. And if it had just mentioned the Rebbe's handwriting, I might think it's because the Eisle Amsid the Rabbi. He was in awe of his Rebbe, and the Mefarshim explained that he might have wanted to emulate it. And if it had only said the father or Rebbe, then one might have thought he's not believed regarding his brother's handwriting. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to teach that since Kim Shtar is meant the Rabbanan, certification of a Shtar is only the Rabbanan trusts him regarding other Rabbanan. And point number three was taught in a Braisa. Neman hatinok lomar, shalchanu b'ksasa shel basponi l'poni. An adult is trusted to testify regarding what he saw as a child, that we ate from the ksasa distributed upon the marriage of the daughter poni to poni. It was taught in another brisa. How is the ksasa done? If one of the brothers of a family marries a woman who's unfit for him, such as a mamzeres, the members of his family come and bring a barrel full of fruit and break it in the middle of the town square and say, Achinu Beisrael Shimu, our brothers Beisrael, listen, our brother Pony married a woman who was unfit for him, and we fear lest his seed become mixed with our seed, which is understood to mean that either their seed will mix with his, or that people will come to confuse their offspring with his offspring. Come and take a dugma l'dor, a symbol for generations, so that his seed will not become mixed with our seed. And this is the ksatza that a child is trusted to testify about when he becomes an adult. All right, so now we go to our simon v'dav chav ches, and our standard simon is koach, a strong man, a strong man. So here goes. This strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzar after he divorced her for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, helped his family perform a ksatza by breaking open the barrel of fruit with his bare hands. Once again in slow motion. The strong man, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Ches. The strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzar after he divorced her, which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce, if one divorces his wife, she should not remarry and live in his neighborhood. Rashi explains that since she recognizes his hints and gestures, she might come to sin with him. The Gemara asks who is displaced by whom in a case where they each owned a home in the courtyard. The Gemara answers that she is displaced, for we learn from a pasuk, Tiltua de Gavra Kashima de Isisa, the wandering of a man is a greater hardship than the wandering of a woman. So the strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzir after he divorced her, for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, and these are trusted to testify during their adulthood regarding what they saw when they were minors, such as the handwriting on the contract is the handwriting of my father, or of my rabbi, or my brother. The Gemara teaches that it was necessary for the Mishnah to mention all three cases. So the strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzar after he divorced her, for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, helped his family perform a ksatza by breaking open a barrel of fruit with his bare hands. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Neman hatinok lomar, shalchanu b'ksatzo shel basponi l'poni, and an adult is trusted to testify regarding what he saw as a child, that we ate it from the ksatza distributed upon the marriage of the daughter poni to poni. It was taught in another brisa that a ksatza was done if one of the brothers of a family marries a woman who is unfit for him, such as a mamzeres, and involves the family breaking a barrel of fruit open in the town square. So once again, the strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzar after he divorced her, for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, helped his family perform a ksatza by breaking open the barrel of fruit with his bare hands. All right, now it's time for four blatbach chazara. Daf chaf dalet. So the simur chaf dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The two kohanim holding pitchers. Pitchers? That must be more on daf chaf dalet. The two kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace of two men say about each other, Ani Kohen v'chaviri Kohen, Neman l'achil b'truma, I'm a Kohen, my friend is a Kohen, each is believed to enable the other to eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of good yichus, unless there are three men, two of whom would testify about this one, and two of whom would testify about that one. Rashi explains that it's a malahi b'yuchsin, a higher standard that the Rabbanan set for kohanim, requiring two witnesses. Rav Yehuda says he's not believed even to let the other one eat truma, unless there are three men, two of whom would testify about this one, and two of whom who testify about that one. The Gemara assumes that the machlokas is whether we are choshesh l'gomlin, whether we suspect collusion between them, and the kohanim hold we're not suspect, and Rav Yehuda holds we are suspect. So the two kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, decide to give them as gifts to two kohanim, who were elevated to yochsin based on eating truma, and what was written in Ishtar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternative explanation with the Malchokes between the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda saying, but Malin Matrumo Yuchsin Kamukvige, they disagree whether we elevate a Kohen who eats Truma to the status of one who has good Kohanic Yuchos. And the Gemara asks, Malu Halos Mishtarzo Yuchsin, what's the halacha regarding elevating someone who's called a Kohen in a document to good Kohanic Yuchos? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda disagreed. One said we do elevate, and the other said we do not. So the two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen and my friend is a Kohen, decided to give them as gifts to two Kohanim who were elevated to Yuchsin based on eating Truma and what was written in Ishtar. While one family of Kohanim from Galus with widely known problematic Yichus sadly looked on. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avina disagree whether we elevate a Kohen based on his doing the Nesiyas Kapayim Birkas Kohanim. Rav brought a brisa with Hatir Shasa, who's Nechemya, who forbade Kohanim with questionable yichus who returned from Babel to eat from Kadshim, but did permit them to eat truma based on the chazaka that they ate in truma while in Galus. Rav inferred that these Kohanim could also continue doing Birkas Kohanim based on the chazaka they had done so in Galus, and said that if one who did Nesis Kapayim was elevated to good yichus, what was accomplished by prohibiting them from eating Kadshim? The Gemara refutes this proof, saying, Shani Chalka Derei Chazkayo. This situation was different because their status was widely known to be problematic. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift, silver anniversary, that must be more Daf Chaf Hei. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for a parshas challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabanan, which reminds us that challah nowadays is a derabanan, for the pasuk states, you must separate challah bevoachem al haaretz, upon your coming into the land. Bevoachem, upon your coming, teaches, bevias kulchem amarti v'lo bevias miksasa. Upon the coming of all of you, I said, you must separate challah, and not upon the coming of some of you. And when Ezra came up from Babel, not all the Jews came up. As a result, challah nowadays is only at the Rabbanan. So when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for Afrasha's challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is at the Rabbanan, he fled to Shul and got the first aliyah as Kohen, followed by a Levi, which reminds us. The Gemara teaches, Eidus haba mekor chazaka ko chazaka. Eidus based on a presumptive status is like that of a presumptive status itself. This is like the case when a man came before Rabbi Ami and said, Muskani bezeh shu Kohen. I presume that this man is a Kohen. When Rabbi Ami asked why he thought that, the man responded that he saw him get the first aliyah. When Rabbi Ami suggested perhaps it was just a kavod for being a great man, the man replied that he saw a Levi come after him and read second. Rabbi Ami elevated the man to the kuna to permit him to eat truma. So when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for Afrasha's challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is the Rabbanan, he fled to Shul and got the first aliyah as Kohen, followed by a Levi, where his father was present and said, this is my son, and he is a Kohen, which reminds us, Rebbe elevated a son to the kuna based on the word of his father, for he taught, Harei Shabava Amar Benizek B'Kohenhu, if someone came and said, this is my son, and he's a Kohen, he's believed to the extent of letting him eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of Yichus. He explained to Rabbi Chia, who disagreed, that he believes him regarding truma, since it's in the father's power to give him truma to eat. Rabbi Chia rejected the testimony of the father about the son, but accepted the edus of a brother about the brother that he's a Levi, even though he's also a relative, because he was Messiah Chifituma, speaking casually, without awareness and intent to help his brother. Dav Chavav, so the Simmer Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must mean we're on Daf Chavav. The military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the example of the man who was Messiah Chofitumo, speaking casually about his childhood as a Kohen, and be called Yochanan the challah eater, and Rebbe elevated him to Kahuna based on his own word. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gurusha by receiving Maisa Rishon at a formal distribution, which reminds us, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says that just as the distribution of Truma establishes a Chazaka of Kohuna, so does the distribution of Maisa Rishon establish a Chazaka of Kohuna. When the Gemara questions this numerous times, given that Maisa Rishon is given to a Levi, Rav Chista answers that the cases where there's a Chazaka that the father of this man is a Kohen, but there was a rumor that he was a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza making Machalal, and they distributed Maisa Rishon to him at the granaries. In such a case, we know he's not a Levi because of the status of his father, and if he was a Chalal, which gives him the status of a Yisrael, he would never receive Maisa Rishon but towards Chalukah in the manner of formal distribution. Therefore, he has a chazaka of a Kohen. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gurusha by receiving Maisa Rishon at a formal distribution, pointed to the basin that was mitzar of two different pieces of edus against the evil general heading the coup, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, ein edus mitzarefes ad shiru shneim ke'echod. The testimony of two witnesses cannot be combined unless they both testify about the same event. Rashi explains that this would exclude a case where one witness saw the person borrow the money and the other aide heard the witness admit that he had taken the loan. Rabbi Yishuv Makarcha says, afil bezeh chazeh, the testimonies can be combined even if they testify about events that took place one after the other. Dav Chav Zayin, so the sim Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, kazoo, that must be wearing Daf Chav Zayin. the marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels. Which reminds the next mission states, Ir Shikva Shua Karkum, concerning a city conquered by a siege army, Kokohana Shanim Sabasoka Basulos. All wives of Kohanim within the city are unfit for the husbands, for we fear that they were violated by the soldiers. Gemara contrasts this Mishnah with the Mishnah of Odozor that teaches that during wartime, open barrels are permitted, Lefisha Ein Panai L'Nasek, because the marauding troops do not have time to pour libations. This seems to indicate that during war, the soldiers do not have time for other activities. So why then are they suspected of violating the woman? Ramari said, Libo Yesh Panai L'Nasek Ein Panai. To engage in relations, they have time, but they don't have time to pour libations. So the marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels didn't notice the single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo. Which reminds Rav Yehuda bar Avin said in the name of Yitzchak bar Ashian, if there exists in the city one single hiding place, it saves all the wives of Kohanim from the decree of separating from their husbands. We assume they hid there and were not violated. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Eina machazek es ela achas mahu, what's the halacha if the hiding place can only hold one person? The Gemara rejects the comparison of this case to one where there are two paths, where one was definitely tameh and the other was tahor, and two people walked down the different paths and then touched tahor food, saying that in the path case, one of the paths was certainly tameh, but here, who's to say that any of the women were actually violated? So the marauding, kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, didn't notice a single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo, but her shivcha looking through the window did. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated regarding wives of Kohanim in a besieged city, but if they have Edim who testify that they were not violated, even if the witness is an Eved or a Shivcha, they're believed. And we have a question whether that means that also her Shivcha is believed. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have a question whether a woman's Shivcha can testify that she wasn't violated? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a case where a Kohen was elevated to Kahuna based on his being given Maaser Rishon at the Goren? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that an ex-wife should not live in the same chatzer as her former husband? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn Eidus Haba Mekoch Hazaka Kachazaka, such as in the case of someone who sees a Kohen get the first Aliyah followed by a Levi? That's on daf. Chafei. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the Eidus of two Eidim cannot be Mitzdarif unless they give Eidus about the same thing? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn how Katsatsa is performed? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn if there's a hiding spot in a besieged city, then all the wives of Kohanim are permitted to their husbands? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn a man is believed when he testifies that he remembers his father's rebbe's and brother's handwriting from when he was a child? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a father can forbid his daughter to all men when he says, as biti nasati l'ish hazeh? That's on daf. Chabez. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that when it comes to wartime, the pull of the Yetzer to have relations is stronger than the drive to be Ovid of Avodah Zorah? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.